Hi, folks. Welcome to Caffeine and Questions 2024. Happy New Year. Threw out a thing on Instagram, said, hey, ask me a couple of questions. Got a lot of gun questions as per usual, but a few different ones. So let's get to it. People hit me up and asked me about the SOCOM requirement for extreme long range. And it was put out on military.com and a few platforms that SOCOM is looking for an extreme long range sniper rifle. So a couple of things. If I was advising gun company and they were thinking about building a gun for this, I would say don't. This is, the chances that it's happening are extremely slim. And it's not a requirement. It's a fishing expedition. It's a request for information. You throw it out there. It costs the government nothing. And you submit a white paper. And you say, oh, we can do this, this, and this. And I went through the specs this morning in the white paper. Very broad. And actually lower accuracy requirement than the ASR. The Barrett. It's a 1.2 minute of angle at 100 meters, right? 100 yards. This is not going to happen, right, in my opinion. And here's why. There's a bunch of different reasons. Number one, in the article it said SOCOM's looking to replace the M107 for extreme long range. The M107 was never an extreme long range rifle. It can be fired at extreme long range. The specs on how far, like MARSOC are shooting them now with Ralphus rounds, I'm not going to get into because I don't want to put out capabilities there. However, the M107 is an anti-material round, okay? It's not a SOCOM gun. It's a big army gun, completely different, separate pots of money, right? And it's already being replaced by the ASR, the Barrett MRAD, in 3.3 at Norma. That's how the army got funding, was to get rid of the 107 and use that 338 Norma Magnum round as an anti-material round. So the ASR is 308, 300 Norma, which is the anti-personnel round, and 338 Norma. So I have the original document that was when we started that program, 2015, 9 years ago, and we still don't have 300 Norma ammo or 338 Norma ammo. So we're pivoting and looking for another gun before we've even finished fielding the one we have. The employment of an extreme long-range rifle is so niche and so rare that building a whole system for, like, it has been done. But when you're taking shots at long range and you're 8, 10, 12, 15 second time of flight, unless you're shooting one of those statue guys who pretends to be a statue all day, he's going to be gone by the time the bullet gets there, right? And the Barrett MRAD is your extreme long range rifle. So probably not going to happen. Probably, I think it was NSW put it in, but I think when the adults get hold of it and SOCOM, it'll die. It'll die on the vine. It's not. It's a fishing expedition. It's a request for information. Hey, what's out there? And what's going to come back is basically the same thing. They did this proof of concept a couple of years ago and Applied Ballistics won it. It was the 375 Enabler, and I've shot that thing multiple times. It wasn't any better than a Barrett MRAD, honestly. So building a whole new system for a very niche capability when you already have that requirement filled with a very capable system, yeah, not going to happen. Recommendations for LPVO, low-powered variable optic, like 1 to 6, 1 to 8. Look, when you, sometimes, yeah, there's so many variables here, and you got to look at price, right? SIG won the contract for the SOCOM LPVO, the SIG Tango, which means it was tested in all those conditions. Not saying that's the best one, I'm just saying that's the one that won. The Vortex Razor HD is a great optic. SIG have a lesser one. There's a 1 to 8, 1 to 10 from Night Force, from Vortex. You got to look at what you need it for, and what your budget is. Because you can go from $300-$400 to $3,000, right? So there's some phenomenal systems out there, but I don't know if the bang is worth the buck to drop $3,000 in LPVO when my shooting capability would get a long find with a $400 optic, okay? I'm being very blunt today. I feel like in a blunt mood, but that's a good thing. I've been cooped up all Christmas and now I'm raring to go. Is there a professional athlete that you think could be really good at CQB? That's a weird question, but thank you for your question. I don't know any professional athletes. I don't watch any sports whatsoever, but I'm sure plenty of them could be. It's just training. It's not open heart surgery. CQB is clearing rooms. It's not that complicated. Geisley or BCM for Geisley is a phenomenal company. People think Geisley sell only triggers. That's how they got started. But Geisley sell rifles. Geisley just won a contract with SOCOM. This is an actual contract for the MRGG, the mid-range gas gun, for sniper support weapon at 6.5 Creedmoor. And I can talk about that later on. But Geisley is a phenomenal company. BCM's a good company too. But if I had my choice, I'd go with Geisley. Why does the firearms industry treat customers like crap when it's life? I don't understand that question. Who treats you like crap? I don't get that. Can you elaborate on that? Just shoot me a message and give me more information about that. Is a battle belt worth having, building for civilian wanting to be prepared? No, not at all. Prepared for what? Prepared is a very broad subject, right? I want to be prepared. Prepared for what? Now, I do think, and I try not to fearmonger, man, because it's done so much. But I do think 2024 may be a bad year. There's a lot of stuff going on. And you got a lot of governments who have completely disregarded the will of the people that they work for. And, you know, between Israel and between Ukraine and mass immigration, all this stuff, I think things are maybe going to go bad. But I don't know what you mean by prepared. Your mom was very tough. I talked about my mama's boy. What were the most important things she taught you? Respect for women was a big one. Hard work. And yeah, she taught me a lot of lessons. And I didn't realize at the time that it was being, you know, it was just normal things. And she held me accountable at all times. And she does all. 14 kids. She really was a very, very strong person. When will you get into NRL 22 match long range? I'd love to. I don't have the time, man. I don't have the time. Plus, I'm broken. Keep living the way of the quiet professional, bro. Too many SF shitbags out there, and it makes me sick and embarrassed. I'm right there with you, dude. It's sickening. You know, when you go on YouTube and you look at a couple of things in that realm, it just keeps popping up and popping up. And Navy SEAL this, and Green Beret that. It's so overdone, and I try to stay away from it. But if I have an idea for content, I try to do it differently. But everything's been done. How is the MARSOC mission set different from SF? MARSOC were kind of late to the game in the whole SOCOM thing. Now, they had Force Recon, but when MARSOC came on board, they did a lot of things very, very smart. And they're doing a lot of missions that are very similar to Special Forces. And there's some, some people just can't do foreign internal defense, where you go in and you train Indige and you build up an army. SF's always been very good at that, and it's been their mission for a very long time. And I've seen other services do it, and they're terrible at it, because they were so full of themselves that they talked down to the Indige, and they just didn't know how to, they weren't grounded, right? MARSOC is a very grounded unit with very solid, I hate the word operator, it's so internet, but very solid Marines in it, professional Marines, and they're very, very good at FID, and they're very, very good at anything they do. I'm very impressed at MARSOC. So when it comes to the Special Operations mission set, there's so much, like SF's supposed to be unconventional warfare, right? SEALs are supposed to be maritime stuff, but everybody's all over the place, and everybody was doing FADE, and everybody that was doing DA, and everybody's doing this and that and the other. And so there's a lot of cross kind of pollination there. And from what I've seen and what I've heard about MARSOC in combat and what I've seen working with them, very, very grounded, very professional unit. And very, very, they took, when they stood up, they took, I assume they looked at a lot of, looked at NSW, looked at SF, they looked at Ranger Regiment probably, and they pulled little bits from each one. And they pulled a lot of retired SF guys, and they made them instructors, contract instructors for their pipeline. And they're crushing it, man. They're doing really, really well. I hope they don't grow too big, because I think SF's too big. But very, very solid unit. What is one thing you miss about Ireland? I'd like to see my family. I got a lot of friends in Ireland I grew up with. But I've been in America longer than I ever lived in Ireland now. I'm an American. And I don't pine for the old country. I don't have people send me food from Ireland or any of that stuff. I've turned the page. I'm an American right now, and it's a foreign country to me. I'm very interested in it. I'm very proud of my heritage, but I don't go home every year, and I just don't. I've moved on. Keep doing what you're doing, passing along accurate information in an accurate world. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I try to be accurate, and I try to be very blunt, and people don't like it sometimes. I don't really care, but when I look at what's out there, there's a lot of crap information and a lot of people telling you what to do, right? And you know, don't just do like I'm doing content today on rifle sling, right? Because I think it'll be good. And, you know, I'm going to say, look, don't do what I do because some jackass on the internet tells you to do it because he was a Green Beret or a Navy SEAL or something. Do your own thing. Here's what I'm showing you, what I did when I carried a rifle. And it may or may not suit you. It's a very individual thing. We're all built differently, right? Don't arbitrarily just follow somebody on the internet because a lot of times they have no idea what they're talking about. Since you grew up near the border, did you ever consider joining the IRA? It was always in the background kind of thing when I was a kid growing up. I think I was just removed far enough. Now, it could have been one conversation that could have spun me that way, and I was a bit of a wild kid. So it would have been very, very easy for me to get pulled in under that. It just didn't happen. I think maybe I didn't run in that circle. I knew people who were in it. I knew what was going on. I remember, you know, the hunger strikes and all that when I was a kid in school. It was there every single day, and it was a very big part of my life, but I just never got pulled in under that. It wasn't like they asked me, and maybe they didn't want me. Good move. Did you have any trouble getting a top secret clearance while having Irish citizenship? Yes, I did. I had to get a secret clearance first. I got a top secret later on. But yeah, try having foreign military service and a foreign wife. It was the and then I had to go through and list all my sisters and brothers, all freaking 13 of them. It was a nightmare. And then it gets renewed every couple of years, right? But I still actually have a TS, but it was a bit of a freaking chore. What is the primary issue with the firearms instruction companies? Look, I don't want to paint everybody with a broad brush, but here's what I see. I'm actually going to, myself and Kirsten are going to run a pistol course. And I don't do pistol courses generally, but we're going to run a handgun course in Charlotte in February. And it hasn't posted yet, but it will. And it's a very basic educational course. What I see with most firearms companies is they line you up on the berm and you shoot hundreds of rounds into the dirt. And they're running drills. You can run drills yourself. And there's no education piece. I've seen carbine classes where they just stand, and it's usually guys with all the battle belt and the beards, and they're just standing there and they're shooting hundreds of rounds with an unzeroed gun into the dirt. And it's not focused on education on how to do things properly and safely. We're going to run a class. I'll do a video explaining what that class is going to be, but it's going to be very educational and it's for beginners. So if you're the guy with the battle belt and all that stuff and you want to blast hundreds of rounds, then this is not the course for you. This is for people who don't want to go to the gym until they're in better shape, right? This is for people who carry a handgun, who have a carry permit and want to carry a handgun, but they're not comfortable with it. This is what this course is. It's one step above your concealed carry class, which is very basic, and one step below lining 20 people up on the berm and blasting hundreds of rounds into the dirt. I think everybody seems to do the same type of thing. So keep an eye out for that class. It'll be good and it'll be very, very common sense. Recommended setup for learning distance shooting. I need to do content. The problem is content costs money, right? And people are like, oh, well, you monetize from YouTube. It's peanuts. It's not nothing. But like what I want to do is go out and get like an affordable. There's no point in me showing you all the stuff I have, right? And a lot of it I'm paid for. I want it in competitions because it's freaking expensive. I want to get like a Ruger Precision, maybe, or a Tiga, something affordable with a decent optic and a decent bipod to get you started and get you up and moving. I'm going to try to buy a couple of rifles next year, and I'm going to talk to some people like Ruger maybe at SHOT Show, but I want to buy a couple of rifles and a couple of optics and have them as rental guns for people who can come to training and rent a system and get the education so they know what to buy going forward. Working on that right now. Have all my scopes and MOA. Should I get mil scopes for my AR-10 to learn long range? If you're okay with minute of angle, that's fine. They're just units of measurement. That's all they are, minute of angle and mils. It's when you mix and match them, right? You get a minute of angle turret with a mil reticle. It becomes a pain. If you're starting, if you want to learn mils, or if you're coming to one of my classes, a lot of my speed shooting formulas, wind formulas, are all mils because they're built for the military. So units of measure, they're fine if you're good and you know how to use them and you're proficient with them. However, if you're coming to one of my classes, I do recommend mils. Do you have any experience with Underwood Extreme Defender ammo? No, I don't. 308 or 6.5 barrel length, 22 inches barrel. Okay, yeah, 22 inches is fine for a 308 or 6.5. Longer barrels give you more muzzle velocity, but I had a guy that did private training with me a while ago, and he said he tried to do a class with somebody else, like an open enrollment class, and he had a 16 inch gas gun, 308, and they told him that that gun can't shoot past 300 meters because of the short barrel, which is complete BS. When I worked at sniper school, two of our instructors won the international sniper competition with two 16 inch gas guns, LaRues. If you know how to use it, it's very, very capable system. Should Green Beret teams still have dive certs? I think it's a complete waste. I think it's good for recruiting. I think it looks cool, but I think, no, I think, you know, you want to be good at stuff, then do less stuff, right? When you have so many things you need to be good at, I think dive teams in SF are just not practical, my opinion. What are your thoughts about making some pre-recorded classes for people to watch and pay? I don't know. Maybe someday, but it seems like a lot of work. Favorite bar, steakhouse, historical site in Dublin. I left Ireland a very long time ago. I don't even know a bar in my hometown. Oisín is the guy you want to ask for that. I have not. Ask Oisín. I don't know. Thoughts on using 22LR as a training aid for long-range precision. I have not done this, but I interviewed Clay Martin, who was in sniper school with me, and it was a Marine sniper. You know, a couple of months, and Clay does it. And I think it's great. And I would love to start doing it because you can run a 22 cheaper out to 300 with small targets or run a ballistic calculator and learn all the basics very inexpensively. I think it's great and I'd love to start doing it. Maybe that's what I should start doing. Recommend a gas gun for your class. Kirsten has a 6.5 Daniels Defense gas gun and it's a hammer. I have a couple of 308s, I have a couple of OBRs. You want to spend some money, JP is a freaking great company. But yeah, how can I get you to run a class in Colorado? And somebody else said, hey, you're going to run a class in Pennsylvania. I was looking for places to run classes, but it's difficult. And then when you find them, a lot of times the range there teach their own class. They don't want you to teach there. If you find me a class, I don't know about Colorado, but my daughter lives in Colorado. I would drive out there. Is there a historical military rifle that you'd like to add to your gun collection? The MP44, the Sturmgewehr German assault rifle. I'd love that. I was in a big gun collection in a place, I'm not even going to mention it. I wrote an article for a magazine and I went down there and they had, oh my God, they had so many guns in there. So many historical guns. I couldn't even take video, you know, but it was amazing. But that gun was way ahead of its time. The MP44, I believe it was called, the Sturmgewehr. There's so many. Is Glock 19 still the best choice for a handgun? It's up to you, whatever you need, right? Me personally, right? I'm not real fancy. I carry Glock 19. I've carried this thing for years and years and years. Got an SF crest on it because I got it through an Afghanistan thing. And the reason I picked Glock is because I had Glock at work. We carried Glocks in SF. So I'm using a gun that I'm very, very familiar with, right? I also shot competitively with a Glock 34, which is a great gun. So I'm a fan of Glock. Now, I have this SIG 320 Legion. It's a phenomenal gun, vented port, got a red dot on it. It's very accurate, very easy to shoot. It's just too big to carry, okay? It's a fairly decent sized gun, but the weight distribution on it and everything is freaking amazing. Big fan of the red dot as well. Okay, I'd carry this, but it's a little too big, right? That's what she said. But I am a fan of Glock. But you find the gun that works for you. Don't listen to some jackass going, you have to use a Glock. Everybody's different, okay? Best home defense gun. To me, a handgun is the best home defense gun. So this sits on my nightstand. This is my Glock 34, and it's got a light on her. I'm a big fan of having a light on your gun because it frees up your other hand so I can turn it on, I can open doors, I can pull it in for attention, and I can clear, right? But to me, a handgun is the best option because it's nice and short. I don't have to protrude it through the door. I don't want an AR-15. It's harder to maneuver. I don't want a shotgun. It's harder to maneuver. Both pistols and carbines are going to over-penetrate. Shotguns won't, but shotguns are big and bulky. My personal opinion, I'm sure there's tons of people out there that disagree, but to me, a good handgun that you're good at and you're capable with a light on it, is the best option for a home defense gun. For a non-precision grade AR-15, accuracy expectation, 2 minutes of angle, probably. What should we be spending money on in 2024 to be prepared? Ammo, med, food. I hate talking about I don't hate it, but I'm very shy of talking about preparedness in this realm because I don't want to sound like I'm fear-mongering. I think, what should you be spending money on? Training, okay? Training, and if not with me, with somebody else, reputable. And realistic training, not BS survival where you're rubbing sticks together. And, oh my God, if things get that bad, then you know. Medical training is extremely important if you don't have those skills and medical kits. What is going to happen in 2024? We've been here before, and maybe nothing, but the media is feeding you, keeping you divided, keeping you focused on other things while your government is absolutely screwing you. And that's US government and Europe too. I do think there's probably going to be a pivotal event in 2024. Training. Do you think the Irish Army has a good advancement? I'm 18 and joining the Irish Army. Any input will help. Brother, I hate to say it, but no, I don't. I think you're 18, you're young, go in, do a couple of years, get a little leadership training, get a little skill set and get out. I don't think it's a full-time career position. I think you'll be disappointed, honestly. Get in there, try to go to special operations, try to get a little bit of, you know, have fun, get a little skill set and get out. Spending a lifetime there, if that's what you're looking for, and some people are looking for a job and they'll spend 20, 30 years there, and that's fine. But if you're looking career advancement, and it's probably not the military for you. What's your favorite clothes, boots, wear for working? I wear Merrell boots at all times. I have really bad plantar fasciitis in both feet from running too much, and the Merrells are, it's not that they don't hurt me to do, they hurt me less than others. 6.5 Creedmoor Special Operations. So Geisley just won the MRGG contract for SOCOM. This is a contract, not like this ELRBS that's just a fishing expedition. This is an actual contract for a sniper support weapon. And it's a 6.5 Creedmoor. The MRGG. Look up Geisley's website. Huge thing. Now, there's two variants of it. There's a sniper and a assaulter variant. The MRGGS is the sniper version, which has been awarded to Geisley. The MRGGA is the assault version, which has not yet been awarded. And that's a battle rifle, a shorter battle rifle in 6.5 Creedmoor. So yes, 6.5 Creedmoor is taking over in a lot of realms, okay? Now that doesn't mean you should run it by a 6.5 Creedmoor. What you have and what you need and your shooting capability, 308's probably fine. I have a bunch of 308s and the ammo is more available, but for military special operations, you want to always achieve overmatch from the enemy, right? Have you ever been able to get back running? No, I haven't. I'd love to. What do you think about doing a historical segments on, like you did on SEMO? I'd love to. I love history. That was a very popular post, actually. I'd like to do more in them and probably should do more. Thank you. Have you heard anything about Ukraine? The footage would make you believe Ukraine is going to win. All right. So rule of thumb, disregard everything you see in the media, all the media, Fox News included. Fox News is just the other side of it, of freaking CNN. It's just that if you're a conservative, they're telling you what you want to hear. I saw in the news the other day, they had Kyle Rittenhouse on and he was talking about he believes there's going to be riots. What the fuck would he know? He's a kid. Really? They're just trying to stir up, right? I'd never be a Fox News analyst because I'd be terrible because I won't toe the line and tell them the party line, what you want me to say, okay? Stop looking at the news. Ukraine right now, this narrative that Ukraine, that Russia's getting its ass kicked, that Ukraine is going to win, it was not true, okay? Right now, what's going on in Ukraine, and I know this for a fact because it happens in all those really cold Eastern European countries, they're fighting for key terrain. Key terrain is a terrain that's important to both sides. MSRs, main supply routes, high terrain, mountains dominating the area. Whoever holds the best key terrain when the winter hits right about now is going to be able to resupply its soldiers and gear up for spring offensive. This, it always happens, right? So I would say it's not going to end, but I think there's going to be pivotal movement in the spring. And this narrative that the Biden administration pushed that Ukraine, I think maybe Americans would be less likely to give $80 billion if they thought it was a lost cause. That money's being, you know, there's so much poverty in America and so many problems, but we can give billions of dollars to Ukraine. It's absolutely criminal. I got a question about Ireland too, about the immigration stuff, mass immigration. So take a look at Sweden, right? Sweden's a great example. Open borders, very socialist country. My wife's Swedish, so I know more about it than most. Multiculturalism does not work. It's failed. You can't take people with different... Now, I'm a fan of immigration. I'm a product of immigration. But I came to this country and I worked hard. I served in the military. I assimilated. And I became more freaking American than some of the Americans, right? Than a lot of the Americans now. But if you come to a country and you just take, and you have different values, right? If you see, you know, women something to be attacked, if you see the government as a way to give you more and more and more and take, then why would you flood your country with that? And what happens is, it does not matter how many, and again, this is Sweden, right? It doesn't matter how much you give as a government. Free housing, free education, free healthcare, free this, free that. Eventually, you will have to say no. And when you say no, the riots will start and the bombs will start going off and the violence will start. There's whole cities in Sweden that have been overrun. And the Swedes put their head down because it's kind of the type of people they are. And they pretend they don't see it. And they complain about it in their own home, but nobody does anything about it. Ireland could stop it now, but I don't know how you do it because all the political parties are all the same. And if you think they're not getting kickbacks from the EU for this open border thing, and if you step out of line, if you dare to ask a question, you'll be labelled a racist, a Nazi, hate speech. Conor McGregor. Oh, I do know. There's an athlete I know. So Conor McGregor spoke out about the violence in Ireland, about the thing in Ireland, about the immigration thing. And they were investigated. The government were investigating him for hate speech. If there's one fucker in the world that you can't intimidate, it's probably that guy, right? Probably not scared of you. But cross-cultural stuff, it doesn't work. You can't take people from different cultures and throw them all together. It just does not work. And the Biden administration is doing it now in America. Open up the borders. They've taken, I mean, the estimates vary, up to 1 million illegal immigrants into this country because they want voters. They want voters. They're going to give, they've already let, you know, California lets illegal immigrants be cops, vote, get health care, all that stuff, right? So it's coming. I don't like any politicians, both sides, honestly. I'm more of a libertarian. But I do believe that the Democrat Party in America will burn this country to the ground as long as they're the ones who get to rule the ashes. Okay? And again, I try not to be super negative, but that take a look at what's going on around you. Would you consider doing an EDC or bug out bag video for Overmatch? Again, I'd have to do it for a very specific scenario, right? Let's say I'm in Moore County, North Carolina. Let's say that the nuclear reactor in Raleigh cracks and I have to evacuate and I have to get out. Where do I go? What do I take? I got an hour to pack up and go. Maybe something like that in a very realistic scenario, not like zombie apocalypse type of stuff. Do you have any buyer's regret for a handgun? Not really. I bought this years ago because I thought it would be a good handgun for my wife, but she hated it. And it's titanium and it's super light, but it jumps like crazy. And it almost has never been fired. Revolver. And for people on podcasts, it's a revolver, right? Revolvers are cool, but yeah, not great. Hard to load, hard to reload. But if that's what you're good at, go at it, right? I bought this little 380. Also, it's a Smith & Wesson bodyguard. It's almost never been fired. The 380 is a tiny little bullet. And I doubt very... You know, I don't know why, like a little backup gun, but it sits in my gun safe and never ever comes out. But again, guns are an investment. They really don't lose value and they're cool. All right, let me skim through here. On a medium to long range rifle, is it better to put money into the rifle or the scope? The scope. A lot of people will buy a really good rifle and a crap scope. Put the money in the scope. The rifle will be capable for a very decent price. Somebody asked me about Israel here. Look, somebody asked me on Instagram, do you support Israel? And I said, yes, I do. An Irish guy. And then he vehemently attacked me. Dude, you have your opinion. I have mine. You don't have to agree with me. I'm saying I support Israel because Israel got attacked viciously and must respond. They're fighting in a part of the world where if you show weakness, you will draw aggression. Is upgrading my mil-spec AR trigger worth it for accuracy? Some of my, I don't have it here, but yes, buy a good trigger. Buy a good Geissele trigger. Really, really nice. There's, I don't know what it's called. It's like the SSE or something like that. It's a straight one as opposed to curved. Really, really nice trigger. Look on Geissele's website. thoughts on the Irish Army's current condition, and do you think the changes coming will be... I did a whole video on this about the Army Ranger Wing and the upgrade and the change and all that kind of stuff. I think if it's done properly, it will be good. And I think it will be positive. The problem is, generally, the people making the decisions probably don't know what, you know, good for them and good for the unit are probably two different things. I think if it's done properly, I think you could make it a really, really positive advancement for the unit. However, you know, I've been told the economy's good in Ireland now and they're having problems recruiting. And, you know, people don't join the army or they don't go to special operations for the money, but they leave because of the money. When you're in there for a couple of years, you go in as a young man or woman and you can't, you know, pay your mortgage or you can't buy a house and you want to get married and there's opportunities elsewhere, then you're going to walk. You're going to vote with your legs, right? You're going to walk. All right, what's coming up? What's coming up is I'm thinking about doing another driving course. Now, maybe in February or March. Put comments down below if you're interested in that. We call it vehicle dynamics. It's defensive driving, pit maneuver, counter to people running you off the road, driving and high-speed track cars that the military use. And then it's some scenario training around, you know, gas station or road rage and stuff like that. We've done it before. It's very, very popular. However, it's pretty expensive to run and because we're using their vehicles, their fuel, their instructors. And you know, I'm a little nervous because if it doesn't sell out, it's going to cost me money. So let me know if you're interested in that class. What else to learn? Oh, I'm going to run another class in Virginia in March at Pig River Precision early in March. Get in on that. The pistol course in Charlotte. Hopefully by the time this video posts, it'll be on the website. If you want to learn how to use a pistol properly and very practically without all the macho shit, then that's a good class for you. Other than that, I don't know if I want to get back into land navigation and medical training and this, that, and the other. Maybe, but I just don't have the marketing mechanism to sell the classes. That's the problem. It's a risk. Okay. Hey, if you're on YouTube, please subscribe. And yeah, we'll keep plugging away here. I appreciate your questions, guys. I appreciate all the good feedback. It's been a good year. It's been a weird year. I hope things calm down, but we're in an election year coming up. And obviously, the goal is to keep you divided, keep you distracted from what's going on, keep you distracted from the fact that, you know, a congressman in America makes like 250 grand a year, but they're all multimillionaires from playing the stock market and insider trade. It's disgusting and nobody seems to care. I try to stay away from the news as best as possible because mentally it freaking drains me. But I do like to know what's going on. All right. Until the next time, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Bye.